How are you, entrepreneurs? Today we have Maggie McGillivray. She is a realtor, runs a real estate team in Canada. It's a pretty wild story. She originally was on a team with her husband. They were partners on the team. They ended up separating. She, as a single mother, took the opportunity, as she puts it, the opportunity to start her own team. And it just started expanding, getting bigger than she even thought. So please take a listen. Please subscribe. It's really about the idea of how you reframe things. You know, if it could be a negative, she just kept on taking things and turning into a positive. All right. Thanks, guys. Please subscribe. Please share and tell your friends.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, so we are here with Maggie McGillivray.
Hi.
You are the owner or the team lead of Golden Realty Group.
I am indeed, yeah.
Perfect. So, and you're based out of Canada, correct?
Mm-hmm. I am. And all we're right, having so, quite a time with real estate right now where I'm out of my province. It's very busy.
I only hear about Canada real estate from the outside looking in. I heard you guys haven't had a lot of recessions kind of in the past that we've kind of felt, at least in the outside.
We have a very stable market where I'm at. And I won't pretend that I completely understand how you are regulated. My province is self-regulated, which means that the government doesn't have a whole lot to say about us. We have our own regulation board right in the province, which makes things a lot stricter.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about your business and kind of what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah. So I there's five of us. So it's not a large team. But I believe in quality over quantity, because as any team lead or any group may know, that it's very difficult to find people that are highly motivated and want to be on that team setting, right? So I have my agents that work for me, and of course my admin and such. And so I typically tend to do a lot of the listings. Of course, I do work with some buyers, but I like to have my agents work with them a little bit more. So I think I do what most agents do. I do a bit of the running around that we all do, but I'm trying to focus more on strategy and planning. That's what I've been doing for the last few months to really get to that sort of next stage, working with a brander and working with SEO and like all those things that we're dabbling in, I think.
And you do a lot of coaching. I was reading and we were kind of talking previously about a lot of coaching that you do for your team members and then also other realtors, correct?
Well, I do coaching for my team members, and I have other realtors that come to me quite a bit. And I think it's because I'm very vocal and I'm very open about my life, like everything. I have a blog. I'm very big on social as well. And I'm open, and I'm not like Instagram open, which is like the fake open, is what I like to think of it as. Like, oh, my life is perfect. Oh, it just closed another deal. Like, of course that stuff happens, but there's a reality behind it all. And there's a stressful, you know, painful and fantastic, but a long workday type reality that goes into it. And so I think when people see that I am so real, that makes me a little approachable, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the funniest things about our industry is that you'll see like the same property posted multiple times. We just looked at a property. We're in escrow. We're doing an inspection. Yeah. We're doing that. It's like, so yeah, it gives a lot of things.
Yeah. And I don't believe in that. And I'm not going to lie. And I'm not going to say that I haven't done some of that stuff in the past. Right? We all get caught up in that. But I think that it's really important in anything in life, especially right now, where we are really honest. We celebrate our successes. And of course, like if I'm having a crappy day, I'm not going to be like on social being like, oh, I had a crappy day. Like I stay away from it. But I think that if we're really real, and if people, you know, in our industry, for example, if people understood what it really took to be good at this, I think it would keep some people out of the industry that shouldn't be in it. And B, I think it would allow the average person to understand that our job is a lot more than writing up an offer and boom, there's a paycheck, right? Because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people see us that way. And it's very far from that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, there's definitely a lot of hats that go into it. So you have not always been a real estate agent, always been a team lead. Kind of walk me through what got you to this point.
No. Well, I've actually only been a real estate agent for 8 years.
Okay.
And previous to that, I worked in sales. I worked in film and television. I worked in, you know, dealing with people and the public. And 8 years ago, I decided I was a single mom at the time and worked, you know, making a salary and what have you. And I knew that that it wasn't enough. So it was a very, very big leap of faith for me. But it really paid off. It worked for me because I get bored very easily, like super easily. Like I would do a job. Once I knew everything about it, I wanted to move on to something else. But as I'm sure you might agree, like our day, every day is different and we never know who we're going to encounter, what problem, how to figure it out, all that type of stuff, which keeps me continuously, you know, like that sort of, I think I'm convinced that all realtors have ADD, by the way. So it keeps that like ADD mind of mine going. So I'm okay. Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to jump to a couple different points right here. So you were in, you said TV and film.
I worked in TV and I've done a lot. I worked in TV and film. I used to design clothing. I worked in sales. So real estate really takes my creative side, my design side. It takes my ability to sell. It takes that, again, film and television, that creativity, right? And also the nurturing side. I mean, I'm a mom, I'm a nurturer, right? It takes it all and bundles it into one. And then so I get to use every little aspect of myself in it. And the reason I really like real estate is because you don't have to be one type of person. You know, you, Vinny, may be a little more transactional and maybe you're a little more like, you know, like I find women in real estate tend to be a little more maternal. You know what I mean? I want to help you. I want to emotionally walk you through the process. Whereas oftentimes, you know, men can be a little more transactional. So it doesn't matter who you are. You can do this job if you have hustle and if you're, you know, intelligent and can work 14-hour days and, you know, that type of stuff. And that's the beauty of it, right?
Oh, I totally agree. There's a person down in San Diego. I don't think he's ever sold a property himself, mm-hmm. but he built this great website and he has a team underneath him. And so it was just, he's just web design. That's
right. Exactly. And that's just it. As long as you know your strength and where that strength falls into the market, you can do it. Now I'm dabbling in, rental properties, but now I'm dabbling in actually buying like horrible rental properties and completely gutting them and redoing them. And part of my real estate social platform is I'm putting this on social because I want people to understand, primarily women, because I like to target that market, that you know what? Anyone can do this. You can build your portfolio. You can create a future and do this stuff. You have to overcome a little fear and you have to research it and know what you're doing. But you know, I'm just a chick that went got her real estate license and learned along the way, right? And now here I am, you know, renovating these houses. But I think it's really wonderful when people see these snapshots and these videos online because it's not glossed over like it is on, you know, all the TV shows.
Well, so walk me through with your mindset. So you got into real estate about mm-hmm. 8 years ago.
No idea what I was doing. Zero.
Okay, and you had you're a single mother.
I was, and then about a year into it. I was doing really well. I was a year in the business. You know, one of those up and coming rising stars, what have you. Yeah. And then I met another realtor. That was my first mistake. No.
Well, with the idea though, to just interrupt you for a second. I mean, some people look at it as a scary moment because you have your one kind of income coming through. You have a child right there. Yeah. And you're making the leap into a commission-based field. Mm-hmm. And so you can either use that as a kind of a hindrance or as a strength because now you're fighting for your child.
And See, that's the thing for me. And I think if you're trying to recognize if you're going to be a realtor, you should have this in you, is that, you know, like the old saying that, you know, you don't get a diamond without pressure kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That type of pressure, that forcing me to, is what will push me. So to put it, to speed it along a little, he and I got married, formed our business together. He was already established, right? But formed our business together. And for about 3.5 years, I really was a second in command to him. So I didn't have that time to realize my true strengths, right? Because we were a partnership. It didn't end so well, I'll be honest. And so when it did end, I walked away with no client base, no contacts, kids, you know, nothing. I showed up at my mom's apartment, 3 kids, and we stayed on a blow up mattress. Like, that's where I was 3.5 years ago. Now I have 5 employees. I have 3 rental properties. I just bought a house in probably one of the more expensive streets in the area. And it's the pressure for me. It's like, okay, now you have to do it. You have to shine. There's either that or you fail, and there's nothing in between. And that allowed me to sort of, you know, focus and tune out all the bullshit that can happen in this job and just work. Wow. And from that, it happened pretty fast. I started to get pretty busy, pretty fast, started to really focus on getting some social media around it. And, you know, in the last year, I have been doing a lot of big charity events as well, which helps. I was asked to do this event for one of our mental health associations, actually raise money. I had to get up on stage and dance and sing as Lady Gaga. Never sung before, never danced before, but I was asked to do this. And I say yes, and I figure it out later. Okay, is what I do. And I had 6 weeks, and I had a voice coach. And about 3 days before the performance, they actually gave me a dance routine. But I did it, and I raised over $60,000 in 6 weeks. And how I did it, I don't know, but you'll never know unless you just say yes and try not to think about it and figure it out later with anything in life, I think.
Okay, I know people listening right now, they would be really angry at me if I didn't at least ask. Yeah. If you could throw out a couple of
lines. No, I can't. No, but I sang Shallow. I won the People's Choice Award, blonde hair and all, blonde wig and all, but no, I can't. God love you for asking, though.
I had to at least ask. Yeah. So I hear this when you mean talk to a lot of different business owners, mm-hmm. is when they've had one business that maybe didn't work out, or they're in one and they left it and they went to the next one, they went to the next one. It allowed them the opportunity when they started their next business to get to that point a little bit quicker,
yeah.
and learn from their mistakes that they might have had in the first one. Did you see that happening with the partnership that you had with your ex-husband, and then when you started your own kind of platform, kind of how you wanted to?
Well, I think what it allowed me to do was watch him from the inside out and watch our business from the inside out and sort of say, these are the things I actually don't like about it and I don't think that work. And these are the things that I do. And here's how I would do it myself if it were just me. And so I sort of had that all like ruminating and ready in me. So when I started, I knew how I wanted to approach it, really. So that maybe that's why it happened really fast. Maybe it's because I had 3 mouths to feed. Maybe part of me just wanted to make sure I was doing a little better than him. I don't know. but something, there was a fire there. There was a fire. And if you ask anyone about me at that time, I worked for anybody that's entering this industry and thinks that it isn't a hell of a lot of work, you are mistaken, because I worked from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. for like a year straight. And as soon as I got that comfortable pace, as soon as those signs were up, as soon as you could see, you know, my name here and there, and I was winning awards, and then I took my first deep breath. But not until, like, not even once did I stop. I was relentless. And this job requires that. It requires it. And you can breathe after you've put in your dues, which is where I feel I'm just starting to be at, is, you know, okay, now I am, you know, an industry standard, an industry norm around here. The team is well known within other brokerages and everything. Now I can relax a little bit.
So, and you've already kind of talked to a couple of hurdles that you've had to overcome. Is there one or two particular ones that you kind of look back at and look at those moments where you're just like, oh my gosh, I had to fight through it and this is the way I did it. Or,
so, you know, you can be trained as a realtor, or you can, you know, spend years becoming a real estate agent, but stepping into that team lead, all of a sudden you're a boss. Right. And that's a very, very different hat, like super different hat. And I had a very painful experience recently, actually, where I took somebody under my wing and paid to license them, paid them not only a salary, but also, you know, a portion of my sales, sort of as a buyer agent. And this was my first, you know, experience in doing it. And I invested everything into them for probably, you know, a little over 2 years. And then they, you know, they walked away from me in business, which is okay, right? But they did it in a fashion that was very sort of untoward, and they were really sort of sneaky about it. And they weren't very kind. And it was really eye-opening to me, because as a business owner, you come to realize that nobody is going to care about your business the way that you do. And that's unfortunate, because, you know, we're passionate by nature with this kind of stuff. And she cost me a lot of money. And I was blinded by a lot of things with her, because I wanted to help her, you know, to sort of pull out her potential. So as I said, the time and money, different position, she's not, I don't have her anymore, and I have other agents, but do I have to treat it a little differently than I did that first time? Absolutely. Right. You definitely learn from that. So that one was very difficult for me. And the other really hard thing for me, which I find so mind-boggling, quite honestly, is that as I start to do more in business and make more money, and I'm out there and I'm on signs and stuff, the people, the real estate agents that maybe aren't as successful, but want to be, or like, I don't know their reasoning, the ones that really want to tear you down. And I don't know if you experience that. I don't know if it's like specific to where I'm at. I'm assuming it's not. And it's funny, because it's primarily women, and they really will do anything to start rumors, tear you down, you know, say many things about you, call your builder and tell your builder why they shouldn't be working with you. I mean, really just horrible, terrible things that you can't really quite grasp, right? But that's a commission-based business for you, and you better be ready for it.
Well, it's not just in real estate, because I see that all the time in real estate, but talking to other business owners, like I, for example, I had Michael Simpson. He's like an artist down in LA. Mm-hmm. And so he's done Wiz Khalifa and like a lot of these different rappers and stuff like that, their designs. And he says that, because he's from the East Coast, and he says every time he goes back there to the East Coast, he sees all the people that were like his friends or so, they would try to break him down, like, what are you doing? Kind of almost kind of pushing this idea of imposter syndrome onto him.
Yeah.
And he goes, I had to be out of my element over here with a new group of people where they allowed me actually to grow. And I think it's when the way I look at it is when someone came from where you came from and they're not where you are at, they feel that it's easier to bring you down than to actually allow you to pull them up.
Well, because then they have to justify why they're not there in there.
Yeah.
And justifying why they're not there yet means maybe they don't have the skill, haven't done the work. You know, whatever it is, those things that they have to push through their mind that they don't want to. And also, I think anybody that really excels and excels quickly oftentimes maybe has a certain like, you know what I mean? Maybe we work hard and fast, or maybe we are good at speaking engagements, or good at with social, or whatever it may be. And then, of course, there's a jealousy there, right? Because you're going places that others aren't. And like anything in life, when you have ideas and concepts that are outside the box of the norm, right? Which I do. I do not think like most people, or like you know, like a business person. People don't like that lines, right?
Yeah. No, I fully understand. Like, well, so let's say you could look at, I don't know, your either younger self, or maybe another real estate agent looking to try again in the profession, what kind of advice would you give either of those individuals?
Well, first of all, anybody that's looking to get into the industry, I would say shout out some people first, because it's completely not what you think it is. Like, completely not what you think it is. And you need to have an emotional strength. You have to make sure you have. But what advice would I give my younger self? Trust your gut. because so many times things have happened that I wasn't listening to my gut, and I could have saved myself a lot of heartache, a lot of time, a lot of money. You know that client that you should not hire. You know, you're like, there's something wrong here. This is going to be too much work, you know, but you do it anyway because you're a real estate agent. You're supposed to get business, or, you know, that contract that you signed that you're not sure, but sounds like it's a good marketing concept, but it really doesn't feel, and you sign it. And then you say, like, your gut's always right.
Well, it's funny. We had an event here with some of the previous panelists, mm-hmm. and I think it was two of the different panelists brought that up. It was like the most empowering thing is when you get to that point, you can fire a client.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about it. Or you don't need the business.
Yeah.
If somebody calls you and you're like, I don't want this client. Sorry, I'm busy right now. Like, that is empowering. It really is. I agree completely.
Yeah, I've had some clients when I first started the business where you're like, what am I doing with this? But you need that check.
And you're like, oh, you do. And that's a stage. I mean, you have to recognize that no matter what. I mean, would I go back in my first year and would I turn down any of the business that I had accepted? I still probably would take most of it, even the painful stuff, if it ended up closing and it ended up making a client, right? It's a very different stage I'm at now. But there's definitely a freedom in being able to turn it down.
So
your gut, I'll tell you, doesn't lie. I'm going through some stuff right now and I'm like, man, why didn't I listen to myself?
So what's next? What's next for you and then Golden Realty Group?
Well, right now I am in the middle of, I have a brand designer that I've hired, and with brand, there's a lot of strategy behind it all, really. So we are working on a lot of different concepts for Golden Realty Group and how we're going to lay it out in storylines and stuff for online. Of course, working on everything. We're all trying to catch up on our SEO online and everything. Like, it's soon as you get yourself up there, something changes and you have to do it again. I'm working very, very hard on having my right-hand person that I can hand a big chunk of my business over to. I'm trying to find a little bit more balance in life. And with that, I can do that, continue to do some of the higher level things that build our brand. Like I said, I just did a charity event, a large charity event recently do you know who Elizabeth Gilbert is? She's a speaker, or she's a writer and speaker, and she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. Anyway, she just came here and did a keynote speaking engagement, and I had a silent auction for a charity here while we did that. So those are the types of things that sort of like fill me with joy on the days that real estate is a little gloomier, and bring brand awareness and make me feel like I'm giving back and do sort of all of it. So that is not the transaction as much as it is getting notoriety in the marketplace. So I'm trying to do a little bit more of that while I have the agents do the transaction.
So how do you find that balance? Is it just mostly you're focusing as much as possible on?
No, I write a blog. It's called 24 Karat Realtor. And one of the blog entries is called Balance is Bullshit. I am trying to find a little more balance, but I think that even my version of balance is not going to be balance. It may mean getting, 6 hours of sleep a night instead of five or what have you, but it's very hard in these roles where you're self-creating to find all of that time. I mean, I have three kids, and at any given time I'm, renovating property and buying property and taking on new team members or switching brokerage or whatever it may be. So I feel like the less actual transaction I do, as long as the brand is there and everybody on my team is, this is the big thing for me. They need to be performing at my level or they should not be on my team. And by performing at my level means expectation of what the process is. And that is very important because then you don't have to be there if you know that they're going to do it the way that you do it. Right. And that's important. And once you have that in place with someone, then you can go off and do those other things as well.
Well, that makes sense. Like, so if we'll be the ideal client for you right now, someone's listening right now, they're in your community, what would be the best client for you?
Someone that listens to me. the ideal client, I mean, right now, the perfect price point for, you know, I'm in an area right now where the homes are around sort of 800,000 or 900,000, but those sit for too long. Right. So those are, it's good to have some of, and I don't know what your marketplace is like, but my perfect home is from 4 to 6. They tend to move a little quickly. So my ideal client would be the one that's totally on board for staging and painting and prepping the house the way that they want, that lets me do my videos, my drones, my walkthrough, listens to me in regards to price, trusts me, in regards to all of that. And then has a bigger, more expensive home to buy when they sell that.
Yeah. And what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
You can go to soldongold.ca. All my info is there. I'm on Facebook at Golden Realty Group and Instagram at Golden Realty Group.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you one last question.
All right.
All right, now this, you can be a little petty on this one. Now, how are you doing in comparison to your ex-husband?
Oh, he's not even close. That I went over that a long time ago. I hope he doesn't see this. I hope he does see it. No.
Thank you, Maggie, for being on the podcast. Love all the insight. It seems like everything that someone might look at as a possible negative or a hurdle, you looked at as an opportunity to kind of grow. I think that's very empowering thing for anyone listening right now.
Absolutely. So. It really is. When you flip the script and frame it that way, it will change your world. Yeah.
Thanks again, Maggie, and hope you have a great one.
Thanks. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.